Welcome to 2 Minutes in Trade, where we interpret the latest trade news to help you understand the impact on your business. For a comprehensive background on the issues discussed today, please visit strtrade.com.
Today is Tuesday, April the 16th, 2024. I'm Nicole Bivens-Collinson, Managing Principal and Operating Committee Member at Sandler Travis & Rosenberg. The heat is on, and it's getting fast and furious. And its focus is on Chinese electronic vehicles, or EVs. Over the past 2 months, several actions have been taken by both the administration and Congress. For example, March the 1st, the Commerce Department's Bureau of Industry and Security put out an advanced notice of proposed rulemaking seeking comments on information and communications technology and services, or ICTS, supply chains that are in EVs. BIS is considering proposing rules that would prohibit certain ICTS transactions or classes of ICTS transactions by or with persons who design, develop, manufacture, or supply ICTS integral to connected vehicles and are owned by, controlled by, or subject to the jurisdiction or direction of foreign governments or foreign non-government persons identified as risk entities. On March the 5th, Senator Rubio introduced three bills. S-3863, called Closing Auto Tariffs Loophole, which would require all autos made by a foreign adversary to meet the USMCA rules of origin to be eligible to import. S-3868, Strengthening Tariffs on Chinese Autos, would add a $20,000 tariff to all imported Chinese EVs. S-3869, the American Subsidies for American Autos, would prevent IRA benefits from being given to any autos that don't meet the USMCA rule of origin. On March the 9th, a letter from Congress was sent to USTR Thai and Secretary of Commerce Raimondo urging them to take action, including finalizing the 301 four-year review with a view to higher tariffs on Chinese EVs, taking action on the NARPM from BIS on ICTS and connected vehicles, and preventing autos from entering the U.S. A March 15th letter was sent from Representative Banks to Secretary of Commerce to ask her to initiate a Section 232 investigation into Chinese EVs. On April the 9th, a letter again sent to USTR Thai and Secretary of Commerce Raimondo from 9 Democrats asking them to increase tariffs on Chinese automobiles, expedite the review of the existing 301 tariffs on Chinese goods, and continue strengthening enforcement of our trade agreements to ensure automobiles and parts produced by Chinese manufacturers are not reaping the benefits. And then on April the 11th, Senator Brown sent a letter to President Biden asking to just ban Chinese EVs. So as you can see, there is something coming. It's not clear if it will be done by the administration or Congress, but clearly this is one area all chambers and parties seem to be able to agree on. Given the huge surge in EV exports to the EU and their launch of a subsidy investigation, I think it demonstrates that this issue is a problem on which the president does not want to fall behind.
With professionals in 9 offices, Sandler, Travis & Rosenberg is the largest international trade, customs, and export law firm in the world. This is for informational purposes only and is not legal advice. The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. Ask us to send you free written information about our qualifications and experience. Email us at messages@strtrade.com.